Is it atta that carries karma? Is it atta that takes a rebirth? How can we talk about atta? Oh, you can talk all you want about it. But it'll keep suffering. There's an old conundrum in terms of trying to find something that is an essence, is a central sort of core. And this is exactly why the Buddha is pointing to these are natural processes that don't actually need some sort of central self, soul, to perpetuate itself. Karma looks after itself. It doesn't need atta to do it. And the rebirth takes place whether one has the concept of a soul or a self or not. So that the not-self strategy is kind of the balance between the... Because there's... Atta is the sense of a taking of that concept of a personality, an identity, and having that kind of as an eternal principle. And most religions tend to use that as the basis for their worldview. In opposition to that is nihilistic or annihilationism. And in terms of the Pali, you've got atta as self, and you have witlatta as kind of a negation of self or a nihilistic annihilation. And then sort of coming into balance or in the middle point is anatta, this non-self strategy, where you're seeing that it's not these things that we normally identify with or normally create identity around. By their very nature, they can't be. They're not self because they're impermanent, they're inconstant, they're changing, so that one is able to relinquish that attachment to that identity with self, and then to not identify with the annihilation of self. It's just seeing nature coming into being and ceasing, and not being dragged into that process through that impulse or compulsion of identification.